And I know that everyone goes through this, right? How do you overcome the fear of losing money? Not that we want to lose it, right? But it's not your mortgage payment. It's not babysitter's money. It's not your budget that you plan to spend on groceries. Yeah, well said.
This is the How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast, brought to you by 10MinuteStockTrader.com, where we cover finance, stocks, options, entrepreneurship, education, and money. And here's your host, voted one of the top 100 people in finance, Christopher Yule.
Are you ready to finally learn how the market really works? Well, now's your chance. I have a free book for you over at secretinvestingbook.com. And this outlines 13 of the biggest secrets that Wall Street doesn't want you to know, like how to get a positively unfair advantage in the stock market. This is everything you're going to need all in one place. And the way to get this is by going to secretinvestingbook.com. Now, this book is free. It is free for you. I paid for the book. I just need you to help me out by covering the shipping from my office to your house. So go to Secret Investing Book right now, get your free copy today, and I'll ship this out right away, and you can get the positively unfair advantage in the stock market by reading these 13 secrets that Wall Street does not want you to know. So get your free book over at secretinvestingbook.com today.
The How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast is now exclusively on ShareVision.com, the first dedicated streaming platform for the world of finance, and that's where you can find us every single week over at ShareVision.com. Just head to ShareVision.com to learn more and type in 10-Minute Stock Trader in the search bar. Come like and subscribe. I can't wait to see you over there at ShareVision.com, the first dedicated streaming platform for the world of finance.
Good afternoon, traders. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I would love to wear something green today, but if I wear something green, I will disappear. I will disappear. And I don't want that. I'll give you a background of what it looks like, a little behind the scenes. I would disappear if I did that. I don't want that to happen. So welcome to the 10-Minute Trading Room today. I'm super glad you could make it. I have a couple things that I wanted to discuss today along with our trading. And if you are here, let me know by saying hi. First thing I want to discuss, yesterday the stream crashed. I have no idea what happened. It was like, click to re-enter the stream. And I'm clicking and nothing. And I'm like, it's dead. I'm sorry. So I hope you got the text message and the email. Sorry about that happening. Kavon is here. Ka-chow, right at you, sir. I tell you what, we will be airing Kavon's podcast tomorrow. Now, this is not a traditional podcast where I'm like interviewing somebody or I'm being interviewed. I really, really, really like the fact that I had a conversation with Kavon and it was like, what's on your mind, man? Tell me about you. Tell me what's going on. How can I help you? What questions do you have? And so I really appreciated that. So if you haven't already gotten an email from our team, I'm actually looking to talk to all of you guys that come live every day. And those that are watching on the replay, I would love to sit down and just have a chat with you. Think of it as a one-on-one consultation, no sales pitch, nothing like that. I want to know how I can help you. So Kavon, you can attest to how cool it was, right? It was awesome to be able to chat with you and to help you on your journey. That's what I'm here for. Andrew is here. Happy St. Patrick's to you, man. I got two little boys at home. And I think this afternoon, I was about to go jump up and grab them. Have you guys tried the Sonic hard seltzers? Those are really good. It's like Sonic, you know, America's Drive-In. And they make hard seltzer now. And man, they're good. They destroy the White Claws and the Trulies and everything else. So I'll probably have a couple of those with a couple of drops of green dye in it. And my kids will have some apple juice with green dye. We'll just make it a whole Irish day here. My wife's family actually is Irish, and we went a couple years ago to visit her ancestral town, I guess you could call it. And I don't remember exactly what town it was. It was in the southeast corner of Ireland, which if you ever get a chance to go to Ireland, it's amazing. Oh my gosh. And she's like, I gotta get back there. Every chance she gets, she's like, I gotta go back there. Donna, good afternoon. Glad you could make it. Isaac, let's pump it, then dump it. Nah, that's funny. Brian, happy St. Patrick's Day to you. Kavon said, yes, he enjoyed it. I'm here for you guys. Isaac says, were you drinking those yesterday? No, I was not. Don't put any words in my mouth. I didn't know Sonic could sell alcohol either. It would take me too long to walk to the kitchen and back. But I would actually show you guys. It looks like a legit, like they sell it at Sonic, like it's branded Sonic and everything. I don't know, but you just get it at the store, you know, that kind of store. But, okay. So talked about St. Patrick's, talked about Kavan's episode coming out tomorrow. Yesterday I had a great conversation with the Penny Lane people. I don't know if you guys know of the Penny Lane podcast. They were on Benzinga. Hey, I'll pull up their webpage real quick. Penny Lane podcast. And where are they at? Penny Lane podcast. Let me just go to my Spotify real quick. Let me go to my Spotify real quick. I don't know what you guys listen to on Spotify, but I listen to lots of soundtracks. Like, that helps me focus. There it is. Okay, so these people yesterday, Blaine and Justin, and I basically was like, I'm going to teach you how to trade in 10 minutes a day. And I went through the whole thing, top to bottom, and I was like, listen, it's not going to hurt my feelings to teach it to you, because what Richard Dennis says, I could always publish rules in a newspaper and nobody would follow them. So I was like, I got no problem teaching how to do it because I'm teaching you the rules, but you're probably not going to follow them anyway. And when I brought up Richard Dennis and I was like, you guys know the Turtle Traders, right? And they looked at me with this blank stare like, Turtle Traders? What are you talking about? And I'm over here like pulling my hair out because I'm like a student of the market, right? I love the history of what we do. And I'm like, you don't know the Turtle Traders? This is why so many people can be successful. It's because it was proven by this man right here that you can teach trading. Because before that, it was like, you can either do it or you can't. You're born with it. There is no skill that can be developed. And it's like, are you kidding me? I never, like, yeah, right. You can either play trombone or not. You're either born with it or not. It just comes naturally. You can't learn the skill, right? You can either play golf or not. You can't teach the skill. Are you kidding me? No. And it's because of him that we have rules, right? Yeah, absolutely. Isaac says, I just read the Turtle Traders book a year and a half ago, starting to follow you on Apple Podcasts. Oh, well, thanks for following me on Apple Podcasts. Dude, I've got so many episodes out there. It is 600 plus at this point. I'm glad that you are as well. I love to get the actual book and then listen to it read to me like a little baby boy. But yeah, Covell does go really deep. Covell also wrote the Trend Following, which in my opinion is like the Bible for learning how to trade. If you guys don't already have these books in the 10-minute trading room, I have the best books for traders. You can just go grab the link. It'll take you exactly to the right listing, especially Trend Following. There's multiple listings, and I'm pretty sure I got the right one here. So if you don't have that one already, definitely one to go get. Okay, so let's do this. Let's take a look at not our existing trades, but before we start trading today, I really want to emphasize the point of following our rules, okay? So first, let's talk about Fastly. So Fastly was one that we did really well on going short. We were up over 60% by the time we exited this trade. Now, of course, it can always continue down or it could reverse. We don't know that. We have to let the trend play out for as long as it can, right? And that's why we have our planned exit point. Remember, it's not a trailing stop. It's not a stop loss. It's the planned exit point. People blow up their accounts because they disregard their planned exit points. Not us 10-minute stock traders. We watch it like a hawk and we know exactly where we're going to get out. Because that really, at the end of the day, what makes a successful trader is not how much you win. What makes a successful trader is how much you avoid losing. And I know it's a weird thought, right? But anybody can go on Wall Street Bets, find a stock, and it doubles and triples and you feel like a genius, right? But those exact same people, without a doubt, we'll lose it all because they don't know how to keep it. That's where the difference lies in being successful and not as a trader is exit points. So let's go back to this real quick. It crossed over on believe that was yesterday. Yeah, because that was when I had the stream cut out. Right? We were in. We let it go. We let it go as far as we could. We kept notes, right? Five-day trailing exit point. And when it crossed the other way, when it crossed over the gray line here, we got out. And now it's continuing on this path. I'm not saying that happens every time. But what I'm saying is we were able to keep more of our money and lose less of the open profits because of following the plan. Now let's go to Peloton. Same thing. And this one frustrated me because it, you know, was some analyst came out saying, oh, it's a buy, right? And, you know, we talked about that and we can't control what happens in the market. We can only control our reaction to that, right? It closed above the 5-day. At this point, we got out and it's continuing to move in that direction. Very, you know, potentially start of a new bull run. And we don't know that. But what we do know is following our plan, it helped us keep as much open profits as we could and lose as little open profits as there was. So I just want to take a couple minutes, talk about that. Following the plan, as you see, it works. I can't guarantee you're going to make money, but I can guarantee this makes winners big and losers small. All right, so let's do this. Let's go to our market analysis. Okay, so with our trading strategy, the 10 minutes to freedom. Oh, wait, I forgot to do my favorite thing here. This is the 10-minute trading room, and this is how to trade in only 10 minutes a day and exactly how to take the guesswork out of trading. And I did update the top stock list because I think we might get busy. Now, with the 10 minutes to freedom strategy, we always start with the market. The market tells us which way it's going, and we're just following along. So we're first going to look at the S&P 500 moving averages, then the market breadth with the MMFI, and finally FinClub. And yes, Brian, I know I still haven't rewritten this. Don't worry, man. I'll take care of it. All right, so let's look at all three of these. So price is going gangbusters over the last couple of days. I'll tell you that. What we want to see is the blue line, which is the 10-day, under the black line, and price under the red line, which is the 50-day. Yes, this is what we see here. Now, granted, there's a good chance that if this continues, this will go on further and start a new bull run. And I'm okay with that. And I hope you are too. But right now, we have to trade what we see. We trade what we see. So, currently, this is still a bearish posture. I know it feels weird to say that, but this is still a bearish posture because we do not have the 10-day moving average, which is the last 2 weeks, greater than the 20-day moving average, which is the last 4 weeks, and price is still under the 50-day. So consider this bearish. Next, MMFI, same thing. What we need to see is under 50%. Now, we may see exactly this happen, okay? Because I don't know. I'm not trying to predict. I never, ever say to try and predict. We're at 48% today. That's still under 50%. And listen, if we're wrong and we put on a trade and it doesn't work, we're going to get out and take a small loss and deal with it. But following our plan is key here. Key, 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 and critical. And then lastly, FinClub is a red day. FinClub saved us the last couple of days. If you remember, charts were set up, MMFI was set up, and FinClub was coming through green. So we didn't put on any more short positions and we didn't have to worry about this rally fighting us. So that's why we include it. Saved our backs. Isaac says, so professional. I love it. Brian with the thumbs up. All right. Next, let's. So we know that right now this is an offensive day. Okay. I'm not trying to force anything. This is the plan. Everything fit right here for an offensive day. So let's get busy. Let's go to the next step here. We don't have any existing positions. We're in full cash at the moment. Let's go next to the charts. Now with the charts, we're going to run a scanner, the AI chart bearish power scanner, which is going to do everything right here at the click of a button. And like I said, I did update the top stock list. So we'll run that here. Also inside the trading room members area, I moved the top stock list up to right under trading room benefits right here. If you need it, just go in there, click that button, and you will have the top stock list in your account. So there are, or were, only three on there. I'm refreshing it to see if anything else pops through. Okay, we have three. So we take these three, and next we go to relative strength. So we can type that in real easy. T, K, and V, Z. T, K, V, Z. Now, this is a pretty good indicator that there's not a lot of bearish opportunities out there. That's okay. All three are set up here on the relative strength. That's cool. All right. Now, since all three are set up on our relative strength, we next go to the back test. Now, with the back test, the objective is to find positive expectancy and then the best trend line. So let's back test each one of these. So we got a strategy tester. I have it as a pre-built right here. If you need this, I have it in the trading room. You can grab it right here, backtesting criteria, and just have your screen match mine. I can't share it over. It's not a shareable asset in TrendSpider, unfortunately. And click run. So what we want to see is we want to see this number here show a positive expectancy. Remember, positive expectancy. And just to double check that I set this up correctly. Yeah, everything less than basically. All right, positive expectancy, not here. Let's look at K. Positive expectancy, not here. Let's look at VZ, Verizon, not here. Okay, so that's the end of the trading. I'm not really surprised. Of course, I would love to have an opportunity, but this is why we follow our plan, right? I just refreshed it one more time to see if anything changed. Nope, it's the same. The plan is to let everything come to us, right? We're not going to go force these. We're going to let it come to us. And at this point, we had everything past market, charts, relative strength, but there was not positive expectancy on these three charts, which were the only ones that passed on the charts. So keep that in mind. So that tells me that's the end of our trading, right? If I weren't talking so much, could have done that in 38 seconds. But I'll tell you what we can do right now is we can go to our final thoughts. Okay, so I love looking on the internet, trying to find questions that people have. This one here is something that I know I had to deal with. I feel like when I was talking to Kavan, he may have glanced around this issue. He didn't ask this outright, but it seemed like something that was on his mind. And I know that everyone goes through this, right? How do you overcome the fear of losing money? The way that I feel, you know what? Let me ask you guys, how would you overcome the fear of losing money? Brian says he got more results scanning the S&P. Let's go back to that real quick. I'll check that out real quick. Where is it at? But while I'm doing that, type in the chat. How do you overcome the fear of losing money? Well, let's have a discussion on it, right? Let's talk together about it. Market Scanner. How do you overcome the fear of losing money? So I'm just changing this from top stock list to, should be able to find it like this. Yeah, S&P 500. Brian says, use funds that you're willing to lose. That's a really, really, really good answer. Not that we want to lose it, right? But it's not your mortgage payment. It's not your babysitter's money. It's not your budget that you plan to spend on groceries. Yeah, well said. Well said. Isaac says, I've been overcoming fear of losing money. Risk management and position sizing is what works for me. That was where my head was at. Was position sizing. But Brian, I'm really glad I asked you guys because I didn't think about the using the funds you're willing to lose. But that makes total sense, right? You need to have... You know, nobody wants to just like say, oh, if I, you know, when I go to the casino, I'm walking in with 20 bucks because that's all I'm ever going to gamble anyway. And I know that that's the majority that I'm going to lose. In a way, you do need to segment your investing, long-term investing accounts, which I have and I literally never look at, versus your trading accounts. You need to have that distinction there. And I'm not saying you should do one over the other. I'm saying you can have both, but allocate them appropriately. Right? If you lose your trading account, is it going to make you work for the next 15 years that you didn't plan on working? I don't want that to happen to you. But that won't happen. I can't guarantee anything. But by having the right position sizing, like Isaac says, that's going to really, really help. Because that's what Larry Hyde says, right? In fact, Isaac, you'll know this quote. Larry Hyde's quote is, you can't win if you don't bet. Bet meaning put on the trade. But you can't bet if you've already lost all your chips. That's his big quote there. And I totally agree with him, right? You can't be successful as a trader unless you put on trades. It's a fact. You have to overcome that fear of losing money. But if you size your position correctly, you know what we talk about, right? 2% maximum. That's the most I'm willing to lose on any trade. So if I'm wrong, I'm still going to have 98% left. I could lose 50 trades in a row before my account gets blown out. I don't want that to happen, clearly. But that's the math behind it. So yeah, I agree with you there wholeheartedly. All right, scan the S&P 500. We got a handful more. All right, let me run the relative strength on these real quick. Got a handful more. Isaac, I appreciate your feedback on that. All right. Transposed. Put it right here. Edit. Pick special values. Isaac says, the rule has really helped me lately. Mindset right. The reading thing for me is where it is at. Keeping this good stuff on top of mind. Yeah. Actually, if you work with me in a consulting fashion, like Victor has, part of it is I make you read. Like I legit say, this is the coursework. These are the textbooks you have to read. This is the only way you're going to be successful. And I mean, they're the same books here. So it's not like I'm preaching anything different. It's just like I'm making you read these books because you got to know. And then I just ask questions to make sure that you understand and grasp the concepts. So yeah, awesome. Dude, reading is so important. I'm so glad that our 10-minute stock traders like you read, Isaac. All right. So it didn't change a whole lot through our relative strength. Let's go back to here real quick. Edit. Wait. There. I can just back test off these. No. I'm sorry. I clicked the wrong thing. Edit. Okay. These are the ones we back test. There we go. Lost my process there for a second. Strategy tester. 10-day. Always start with the 10-day. All right. Verizon, negative 22. In lock, negative 14. Okay. C. Campbell's, negative 20. Kellogg, negative 25. AT&T, negative 23. Yeah, still not there, unfortunately. But that's okay. That is okay. That is partly how we overcome the fear of losing money, by having a strategy that has a proven expected positive return, right? Where is it at? Right? Like for 2021, following this exact same strategy, we were up 172%. I can't guarantee that'll happen again this year, but I can guarantee that following the strategy over a number of occurrences should yield bigger wins, smaller losses. But you know, I've been watching these videos on YouTube. YouTube now knows that I want to watch, people failing at trading. I don't know why, but you know, it's like that, train wreck, right? You can't look away when you see these people sharing their stories. Right. And, it's scary watching them go through that emotional pain that they're going through. And that's not at all the way successful traders work. In fact, Kavon, I mentioned this the other day, he had some goals for his trading account. And I was like, listen, man, Minervini last year, when he won the US Investing Championship, his return was 331%. And most people, when they hear 331%, immediately they're like, oh, I want 331%. But practically, they think, oh, I want to take my, I'm going to use round numbers here. I want to take my $5,000 account and make it a $500,000 account by the end of the year. That's not 331%. 331% would be three times. Let's use round numbers here. Three times plus your additional one. So you would have 20,000. That's what 331% would look like. And you would have to be the best trader in the world to get 331%. So yeah, the expectation of lottery tickets is where a lot of people get screwed. They don't size correctly because they think this is the one trade that's going to work, where it ends up being that's the one trade that doesn't work and blows everything out. So, hey, thank you guys for coming today. This was a great conversation. I appreciate everyone's feedback. Unfortunately, on an offensive day, no trades to be made, but that's okay. Just following the plan. That keeps us out of trouble. Have a fantastic St. Patrick's Day evening. I hope that your night is filled with green beverages that are appropriate for your setting. So thank you guys for coming. Have a fantastic afternoon. I'll see you here tomorrow. Hey, don't forget, before you head out, head to secretinvestingbook.com right now to get your free copy of The Secret Investing Book. This is how to finally get a positively unfair advantage in the stock market. And it has 13 of the secrets that Wall Street does not want you to know. And I want to send this to you for free today. Just help me by covering shipping. And the way you can do that is by going to secretinvestingbook.com. That's secretinvestingbook.com. And I'll ship this out for you right away. Thanks so much. I'll see you there.